This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Kuwait, beginning today at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Misal Al-Ahmad Al-Zabir Al-Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussion with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at the community event and also visit a labor camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will accord a ceremonial card of honor at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. This will be the first visit of Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. As Kuwait currently chairs the Gulf Cooperation Council, the visit is expected to strengthen not only bilateral relations but also enhance India's ties with the broader Gulf region. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price (MSP) for copra for 2025 session. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for welfare of farmers. He said it is a reflection of the NDA government's commitment towards improving the life of farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said that MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boiled copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in the 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees more for boiled copra in comparison to 2024 season. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the pre-budget consultation with Finance Minister of States and Union Territory at Jaisalmer, Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting was attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Minister of various states, among others. The participants gave several valuable suggestions to Union Finance Minister for consideration in Union Budget for financial year 2025-26. The Centre and the Asian Development Bank has signed a $350 million policy-based loan agreement. The loan is part of the second sub-programme of the Strengthening Multimodal and Integrated Logistic Ecosystem Programme. The programme, the government is undertaking wide-ranging reform in the country's logistic sectors. It includes two sub-programme aimed at boosting manufacturing and improving supply chain resilience. Union Minister for Development of Northeast Jyotiraj Sindhya has said that 72nd plenary of NEC that will be chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today will lay a new foundation for the speedy growth for the region. Talking to the reporters at Agartala's MBB airport upon his arrival last evening, Mr. Sindhya said that in days to come, Northeast will see a rise and fast-paced development which has been conceptualized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Telangana High Court has passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Rashtra Samiti working president K.T. Rama Rao till 30th December in Formula E-Race case. The court passed an interim order and quash petition filed by K.T. Rama Rao. In Germany, at least 2 persons were killed and over 60 were injured after a driver of car plumped into large crowd of people at Christmas market in the city of Magdeburg. In women's cricket, India is set to face Bangladesh in the final of inaugural Under-19 Women Asia Cup in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.